This Friday, the Meridian Community Band will play a concert of All-American composers. One of those composers will be playing in the percussion section after he's finished going to high school in DeWitt, that is. I got to meet a remarkable 16-year-old yesterday, Ansel Neely. But everybody calls him Fitz.
My first piece I ever wrote, I wrote on paper first, and it was for concert band, which is kind of a most, like, you'd think you'd start pretty low and then move up to that, but I didn't see the logic in not doing that, so I just started with concert band.
That piece, which Fitz, Ansel Neely that is, will be debuting with the Meridian Community Band, is simply called Fantasy. And this very local performance came about through a chance meeting in Chicago at the yearly Midwest Clinic International Band and Orchestra Conference, but Fitz needed a little bit of a nudge.
My mom's a lot more social than I am, but we had gotten into the habit of seeing people dress nice, walking around, and assuming they were music educators or conductors. And so he was standing right behind us in our train station, and my mom just started talking to him. We figured out he was a conductor. So I started sharing some of my pieces very timidly, but I showed him this band piece, and he mentioned that he was the conductor of the Meridian Community Band, and we lived fairly near there, DeWitt, Michigan. So we live fairly near here. We saw the opportunity, and Tom was nice enough to immediately pick up the piece and offer to play it.
There we were, and the stuff looked good.
That is Tom Gillette, the Meridian Community Band conductor that Fitz Neely ran into in Chicago.
It was very mature from what I could see. It hung together very well formally, and his mother and he shared a little bit about his background. Right now he's currently studying at the Community Music School. He's been doing that for a few years, so he's very serious about it. Not only that, he was courteous and polite, and that counts for an old person like me, I guess. Music published for bands like this of late is just a real dark nature. It's, Thor's thunderous sword coming down, and, you know, it's just not what I'd like to play. So then his piece came along, and I listened to it, and I thought, well, this is nice.
For Fitz Neely, yes, he goes to MSU's Community Music School, but he's already completed a 6-week session for high school composers at Interlochen. But this summer, it's a trip to New England.
I'm going to Boston.
Specifically, another program for high schoolers at the Berklee College of Music.
Interlochen was 6 weeks, and it was a total of 5 pieces that I was tasked to write. And Boston is going to be 2 weeks, and it's going to be the same amount of pieces. So I'm going to be pushing my limits a little further, seeing what I can accomplish and maybe pump out some new repertoire.
Now, you may be wondering if Ansel Fitz Neely's musical upbringing came from his parents. Well, not particularly. To help explain, Fitz found a good comparison via his dentist.
He gave me the fun vocabulary term of calling them muggles, kind of. They're not really musical, but like they're in the kind of realm of music. My mom has kind of adapted so far.
Check out WKAR.org and find out more information about Friday's Meridian Community Band concert featuring the premiere of Fitz Neely's Fantasy. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.